Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. Early voting continues with only days remaining in the presidential campaign. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden cast his own ballot in Delaware on Wednesday.
The former vice president and his wife Jill voted in Biden's hometown of Wilmington after he delivered remarks about protecting the Affordable Care Act. The couple joins the nearly 75 million voters who have cast their ballots early this general election. President Trump also voted early this past weekend at a library in Florida's Palm Beach County. At the time, he joked with reporters that he, quote, voted for a guy named Trump. At this point, voters have already cast more than 54% of the total number of ballots counted in the 2016 election, according to the U.S. Elections Project. More than 91 million voters have requested mail-in ballots. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
President Trump is calling for law and order following violent protests this week in Philadelphia. Both Trump and Joe Biden have condemned the violence, which broke out Monday after two officers killed a black man they were called to help. Trump accuses local officials of mishandling the situation.
It's a local thing, as you know. We don't send unless we're asked. If they ask for help, we'll be there very quickly. But they should bring in their National Guard if the police need help, and they should do something. You can't let that go on. Again, a Democrat-run state.
Pennsylvania National Guard troops are expected to arrive in Philadelphia on Friday, and the city has imposed a 9 p.m. curfew, which took effect Wednesday. The government has agreed to buy initial doses of Eli Lilly's experimental COVID-19 antibody drug when it becomes available. Lilly says the drug is being designed for high-risk patients who have mild or moderate symptoms of the disease. The government stopped a study in which Lilly's therapy was administered to hospitalized patients because it didn't seem to help those who were seriously ill. Hundreds of thousands of people are without power after Hurricane Zeta churned over the Gulf Coast. As Tegan Wendland of member station WWNO reports, many people in New Orleans are breathing a sigh of relief.
Zeta left the city as quickly as it hit, leaving a trail of tree limbs and downed power lines. In the Upper Ninth Ward, Sandra Allen and her family sat on the front porch and listened to a battery-powered radio as they waited for the electricity to come back on.
It was real scary for a while because, I mean, the wind was like whipping up the street, you know, and we was just out here taking care of our neighbors and, you know, whatever we can do.
The storm tossed riverboats and barges on the Mississippi River and damaged buildings and levees in the southern part of the state. Mississippi saw the worst of the impacts, with high surges all along the coast. For NPR News, I'm Tegan Wendland in New Orleans.
Zeta is now in a Category 1 storm moving southwest of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. This is NPR. At a hearing Wednesday, Republicans on the Senate Commerce Committee accused big tech companies of bias against conservatives. Executives of Twitter and Facebook were grilled over decisions to put warning labels on misleading posts by President Trump. Democrats on the panel demanded to know what the companies are doing to curb hate speech, voter misinformation, and other harmful content. They accused their Republican colleagues of politicizing an important debate over online speech. The German government has declared a state of emergency over the rapid spread of coronavirus cases. As NPR's Rob Schmitz reports, the country will impose a lockdown on restaurants, bars, and other gathering spots during the month of November.
After meeting with leaders of Germany's 16 states, Chancellor Angela Merkel announced the tough new measures will go into effect November 2nd. From then until the end of November, restaurants, bars, and cafes will be closed to patrons, as well as gyms, pools, and theaters. Schools and daycares, as well as grocery stores, on the other hand, will continue to operate. New coronavirus cases in Germany have soared in recent weeks, and Merkel calculated that if the government did not take action, there would be 28,000 infections per day within a week, doubling the country's current number. Merkel will meet with state leaders again in 2 weeks to review the situation. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
U.S. futures are rebounded around 1% following losses of more than 3% in Wednesday's trading on Wall Street. Stock markets in Asia are mixed, higher in Shanghai. This is NPR News.
Support